Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast eh? Yo koso. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. And a quick thanks to everyone at Cold House Studios for letting us record here. They're just wonderful. Check them out online. Make sure also check out Motion Coaster. I like them a lot, so I recommend them. Okay, so today we're continuing our talk on kata. And today we're talking about it more in field of time before we get to the because version of kata, okay? So there's first the kata we talked about yesterday, which is a starting point or a source or where something starts with your time or location or what have you from, right? And then today we're talking about kata, how it can be, if we're using it, base te kata with a verb. That base te kata means from that point, okay? From that point, since then. Okay, so it's similar to ato de, and it can be omitted. So you can just use base te to say and then. You can check that on our website at manga-sensei.com, where we talk about the verb bases have their own meaning. However, if you're using base te kara, what you're doing is saying from that point. So let me give you some example sentences so I can show you exactly how that works, okay?
大学に入ってから一生懸命勉強しました.
So in that sentence, I said, 大学に入って, so as soon as I got into school, 入ってから, from that time, right,
一生懸命勉強しました.
I really just put everything I have into studying. Let's do another one.
日本語を勉強してからよく学びました.
From the point of learning Japanese, so when I started, you could also say 勉強して始めてから, 勉強始めてから is also fine. From the point of starting to learn Japanese or learning Japanese, I've learned a lot. Let's do one more. This one a little bit more difficult, okay?
今日の授業が終わった後で、校に行って勉強してから家に帰りました。
So in that sentence, I use a lot of afters. So I use after school の後で, right?
授業 後で, or 終わった後で, 勉強、校に行って勉強して,
so end this, and this, and then
勉強してから家に帰りました.
So from that point, I went home. So in that, you see how I kind of pivoted there with kara? I turned that kara into a from that point in time, and then I went home. So I was able to use after I went to school, and since then, and after this, and I was able to kind of rearrange my sentence. Let's do one more, okay? So you can kind of see another example of when we use kara.
映画を見てから,
映画, right? So a movie.
映画を見てから, ショッピングに行きました.
So from going to the movie, I went shopping. So from that point to the next point. And that is how we use base te kara, all right? Now, if you ever have any questions, you can always check out our website, manga-sensei.com, and we'll help you out there. But remember,
間違いを通して早くペリペリになる. 本当に流中の日本語をできるなので. ですから、間違いましょう.
それでまた明日。じゃあね。